Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Underachieved as a team, so that's always disappointing. We would love to have been in the playoffs. Guess we weren't ready.
I mean, obviously the challenging parts are us not, you know what I'm saying, playing as well as we would hoped, and me being injured so much are definitely the most challenging parts of this season.
All you got, you know, this one last game, enjoy it. You know, maybe, you know, probably be, you know, last time that all of us played together, so you want to take advantage of that and, you know, just try to finish the season off the right way.
We're going to make sure that everybody's in there, everybody's going to get a chance to play tonight, and we're going to go out and compete to get a W.
Everybody meeting George Galante.
I'm ready.
George Galante's in there tonight. We are all ready to go.
I'm ready.
The finale of the 2017-18 season tonight from the Amway Center. Great to have you with us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. George Galante as well, our director of communications, also the co-host. What do? Magic Overtime. We do Magic Pod Squad, right? The pod, which we have another one coming on Monday.
We deliver pizzas on the weekends.
We deliver pizzas on the weekend.
That's right. Lots of stuff.
A little bit of everything. You also do some PR stuff.
Yeah, every once in a while.
On the side.
Sometimes.
But it's great to have you with us. We got a lot coming your way. A couple of big NBA topics we'll touch on in the next segment. How about Andre Ingram? Is there a better story in sports than that right now? We'll touch on that. And also, a huge game in Minnesota here tonight. It's only happened six times ever where a win or get in between two teams has taken place in the NBA. Number six will be tonight in Minnesota, the Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. So a lot to get to, but we'd love to hear from you as we close out. Tomorrow will be the final edition of Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. But your thoughts, your thoughts on the season, we're going to open it up. Anything you want to talk about, thoughts on the season, what you think the summer looks like, who you like in the draft, hit us with anything. You can bring it. And what you would like to see out of this Magic Club this summer, be beginning in a couple of weeks. 407-447-2145, 407-447-2145. George, I didn't think we'd ever get here, but here we are.
Sometimes it does feel that way, doesn't
sometimes
it?
Sometimes it does a little bit.
It does.
And we'll go around the room here. We got Sam Davis with us. We got Aaron Berlin as well. I don't think I'm sugarcoating it. You just heard from the players. You heard from Frank Vogel. This is not the season we had wanted or hoped or thought we would have this year. No question. You can blame it on injuries, and that played a huge part of it. Well over 200 games lost to injury or illness. For whatever reason, this year did not come together after a terrific 8-4 start, and here we are, game 82, not headed to the postseason again for the sixth straight year. And it is, George, it is disappointing. Call it like it is. It is disappointing. You certainly do see some signs of growth, and there were some things you can hang your hat on if you're Frank Vogel, Jeff Weltman in the front office, but obviously not the season we had hoped for.
Well, it's hard too, because like you said, you get off to that start that's 8-4, and you start to question, okay, is that a big enough sample size to think that this thing is starting to turn around?
It was for me. I went all in.
And I think, you know, at first you try to temper your expectations, and then you look and you're an eighth of the way in, and you're playing really, you know, really good basketball. And then, you lost a guy here, you lost a guy there, and I'm not sure that 8-4 pace was something that the Magic could keep up. But you would have to think the pace would have been better than the 24-57 that the Magic find themselves on in the last game of the season. So disappointing, and I feel bad for Frank Vogel. I feel bad for Magic fans because it's been a tough road to hoe for sure.
You're going to finish 8-33 on the road. You started 4-2. Which, if you do the math,
it's not very good.
4-31 after.
Not
so
very good.
You didn't have much success on the road.
No.
Didn't have much success overall. So let's break it down. What'd you like? What you didn't like? And what the summer looks like for the Magic. 407-447-2145. First up is Mike. Mike, go ahead, sir.
Hi, guys. I'm calling. The last time I called was 2 years ago, and I said that the Philadelphia 76ers had a better team than the Magic, and you guys laughed me off and said, oh, that's ridiculous. The Magic are a much better team. Well, I just want to say, I told you so.
Okay, well, Mike, before you hang up, and don't go anywhere, because okay. 2 years ago, we did have a better team than the Philadelphia 76ers. Yeah. So you didn't have – there was no Ben Simmons there yet, and you had an injured Joel Embiid.
You also call last week.
Yeah, so to say they were better 2 years ago was asinine, to be quite honest with you. But now, no, absolutely. Or now, if you were saying they were going to be better, then, yeah, you were right and I was wrong. No question.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
Okay. All right. Well.
Okay. Sure.
Well, good
was.
Job, Mike.
Sure
that,
was.
Way to call back and make a seat crow.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you could sit in your dimly lit room and wait for 2 years to call back and stick it to me.
I'd like to add something else, though, too.
Yes. Sure.
I was
sure.
One of the first year season ticket holders, and I am totally disappointed. How are they going to turn this around?
Well, there you go. And last thing, because we want to get someone else in there, too. Do you have a – okay, well, that's my – that opens up a line, 407-447-2145. And I think that's in part what we're hoping to maybe discuss here today. So if you have some ideas, some options, some thoughts on what could, you know, where they could go. The first next thing, George, is going to be the draft. And that's right. What we're all in on. We're going to address that. We don't know how currently what you're tied with three teams for third best odds here for the number one overall pick. So still some things have to be decided as far as your percentages. And then you have the lottery and we go from there.
Right. But, you know, that's the main thing. You have to, in all the years that the Magic have been in this situation, which is this is the sixth year now out of the postseason and pretty high up in the lottery. Unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot to show for it at this point. And you right. have to, when you find yourself in that top five, top four, top six, you have to hit. You have to hit on those picks. And right. so far, you know, you can probably look back on all the drafts that the Magic have had over the last few years, you know, for whatever circumstances. The only one where you can look back and say, yes, the Magic hit on was Victor Oladipo, and he's no longer with us because, you know, of the trade where you right. tried to turn things around quickly and traded for Serge Ibaka and a pick. You know, so the Magic must hit on one of these picks, one of these top five picks. You have to get something if this is the way you're going to go and if this is the strategy you're going to employ, which is fine. The Sixers did the same thing, but the Sixers have hit. The Sixers have hit on Ben Simmons. The true. Sixers have hit on Joe. You know, they lucked into Joel Embiid.
They also
if
took
they would have the number one pick, they would have picked Jabari Parker.
They also took Jahlil Okafor. They also took right. Nerlens Noel. They also made a number of mistakes.
That's the one. I mean, but the ones that they've hit on. That they've hit on sure. are solid. The sure. Magic have still yet to prove that any
no
of
question.
These picks are home runs. And if you're going
right.
to find yourself in the top five, you have to hit at least one of them. And right now, unfortunately, I don't think it's too much to say we're batting zero.
No, as far as a slam dunk, home run, all-star, we know what this guy's right. going to be. That hasn't happened. And you know, the jury's still out on young Jonathan Isaac, obviously, the sixth overall pick. But there's a guy that played 27 games. You don't watch this body of work this year and say, boom, nailed it. But you don't know. It's still early.
You still don't
Even
know.
Even if he had a huge year, you still wouldn't be able to
and
anoint him.
That's the
him.
Unfortunate part of yeah, where we
but
are
But you
at,
do
right?
certainly do yeah. see flashes,
of course.
But you're with Mario Hezonja, who was with the fifth overall pick and certainly hasn't shown those signs. You have a huge decision to make on Aaron Gordon. What's the future of Aaron Gordon? I would imagine, to me personally, I would be shocked if Aaron Gordon isn't back. I would think he's a huge part of this thing moving forward, but we don't know that. Another team could come in, absolutely blindside this organization, and then they have a very difficult decision to make. So not getting first, second, or third pick in the draft, yeah, certainly there was some bad luck in there, but you still got to get the right guy where you pick.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
And if you don't get, like, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm just backing it up. Also, if you don't get the number one pick in this year's draft, you still got to get the right guy.
Absolutely.
Utah Jazz got Donovan Mitchell at 13.
Absolutely.
That's a heck of a find. Kyle Kuzma was late in the first round. So it comes down to that. You can't miss on free agents if there's trades that are available. So there are a number of options that are available to you, but you got to be able to connect on those. 407-447-2145. The Magic closing out the regular season tonight against the Washington Wizards. This is a Wizards team, too, by the way, that is struggling here down the stretch. And good thing they had enough of a gap. They clinched a playoff spot some time ago, but still with tonight's outcome, they could get as high as six. They need
right.
some help. They need Miami to lose. They also need Milwaukee to lose, but they could get up to six in the Eastern Conference. So the cool thing about tonight, George, as you're driving to the arena for Fan Appreciation Night, you could play a part. Washington wants nothing to do, I would imagine, with Toronto here in the first round. They'd like to get up.
Not necessarily, too. The, the Raptors and the Wizards split this season. However, if you're looking at it, I would think that everybody, you know, we're not in the race, so we don't really know how they feel right now. But I would think everybody's looking at that top eight or top, you know, and think, boy, Boston's pretty vulnerable right now. You know, that's a team now, you know, Brad Stevens has a way of figuring things out and getting the most out of his guys. But they are definitely a vulnerable opponent that, you know, would I rather play red hot Philly, who's won 15 games in a row? Would I rather play Toronto, who's proven to be the best team in the East all year? You know, do I want to play Cleveland, you know, who has LeBron James? Out of those four, who do I want to play? I would think the answer would be Boston.
Yeah, so exactly.
I think that they're going to, the Washington's definitely going to look to get this. You know, they probably are not going to want to play around. They want to get out of this game unscathed because Otto Porter got hurt last night in the game against Boston. They're going to want to put this game away early and put this thing to bed and try to make a play at seven.
And you know,
or maybe six.
Yeah, that's true. If they can get some help, they can get as high as six. And last thing, we'll duck in a break. We'll go around the NBA and further touch on this. I guess we've got some superlatives that Aaron and Sam are going to hit us with.
Who put these together?
Yeah, they're just some little fun we're going to have here down the stretch. They're going to surprise us a little bit.
You know what they are,
No, I don't. I've taken a quick glimpse.
Oh, okay.
Do you see many ways where this roster is drastically different next year? And I think that's
Orlando?
The thing. Orlando. I don't see many scenarios where
I don't
where this team is entirely different. There's not a ton of money. You do have some obligations that are there. If you're going to make the big commitment to Aaron Gordon, that's going to tie up some money as well. You certainly are going to add a pick or two, depending on what you do in the second round. If you're going to keep one or two of those guys, you will have your first round pick. You'll have Jonathan Isaac back, and I think you've established a core, but I don't know how some role players may change, but I don't know how drastically different this team looks next year.
No, and that'll be, Jeff Weltman and John Hammond, that'll be the test that they have this summer as to what direction they can go with they've had a year now to evaluate the roster. They will decide, during the summer, like, hey, what can we do? How can we improve this team? They're always going to look to improve the team. Whether that's a short-term move or a longer-term move like they did at the deadline, I think you're looking at a similar situation to the trading deadline, that they're going to be looking to build things up for the long term. And that, unfortunately, is not a sexy answer for a Magic fan.
Sure, sure.
But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what this team looks like after the draft,
right,
and then after free agency. It'll definitely be interesting to see what they think and what direction they're going to go.
They need their time to put their stamp on things and to make their evaluation. They're not evaluating you and I, too, are they?
Gosh, I hope not.
Oh, man, that would
trouble.
Be bad.
I'm in big trouble.
That would be really bad. I'd like to have a do-over.
I'd like to thank everybody now for my tenure here at the Magic.
Let's duck in a quick break tonight. The Magic close out the regular season against the Washington Wizards. Tomorrow is the final Magic Drive Time of the season. When we return, we'll go around the NBA. Some superlatives as well. We'll hear from Aaron Berlin, Sam Davis. If you want to jump on again, 407-447-2145. More Magic Drive Time in just a moment.
IDC is one of the largest, most successful independent jewelers in America, period.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
We have one of the largest selections of GIA certified diamonds in America.
So if you're diamond shopping at IDC, you can see 10, 15, 20 or more diamonds and make the right choice with confidence.
We're going to be able to show you multiple diamonds in your price range for you to make a good decision.
International Diamond Center, taking all the mystery out of buying diamonds.
We are the diamond experts.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
This is Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding, your Florida direct mortgage lender. If you want to use the equity in your home for home improvements or to pay off high interest rate credit cards, I'm here to help. Just refinance your mortgage with RP Funding and I'll pay all your closing costs. I've paid over $20 million in closing costs and I'll pay yours. Call RP Funding, 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com. Go Magic!
See website for terms and conditions. NMLS 7168, equal housing.
Hey, Dante, what's your favorite thing about a Magic win?
Well, that's easy, Aaron. 50% off at PapaJohns.com. The day after every Magic win, Papa John's is giving fans 50% off their entire order when they order online at PapaJohns.com.
Just enter the one-word code MAGICWIN when you order online at PapaJohns.com and get 50% off your online order the day after every Magic win.
Magic fans, celebrate a Magic win with Papa John's.
Valid only online at participating locations in the Central Florida area. Better ingredients, better pizza. Up, Papa John's.
Today, with Florida Hospitals Care Network, you have access to medical experts like never before. When you need Orlando's most trusted emergency team, right around the corner. When you need urgent care, within 10 minutes of wherever you live, work, or play. Even when you need an affordable, convenient medical expert, right on your smartphone or tablet. However you need your medical care, Florida Hospital is there, now and always. Discover more at somedaystartstoday.com.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Are you looking for help with a home improvement or construction project? Well, Carol Bradford is a licensed and insured family-owned company that has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products. They can assist with home improvement projects that include roofing, windows, siding, and many other services, and they can also provide turnkey solutions for new construction and commercial projects that include concrete, framing, and roofing. To speak with a professional, simply call 407-647-9420 or visit them online at carolbradford.com.
Magic fans, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. With the Fast Break Season Pass, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Enjoy the surprise of different seats each night and catch every pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. Bleeding blue is pure magic.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
We had to move the exit meeting up to today because the LA Lakers want to call you up and sign you for the rest of the season.
Wow.
On its way, down it goes. Makes welcome to the NBA, Andre Ingram. Ingram, tough shot. He's got it again.
Down by six, under a minute to go.
Is terrific stuff. Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. That's the sound of Andre Ingram making his NBA debut after 10 years in the D League, now G League, toiling away. A terrific three-point shooter, led the G League in three-point shooting this year, gets the call up, 32 years old, and erupts for 19 points in his NBA debut. What a terrific story, George. I thought that was fantastic.
It's phenomenal. To go out there, you have his dreams come true, finally come true. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know who he was until I saw this whole story.
Didn't know who he was till you got up here, did you?
I did.
Okay,
he looked 42.
I was surprised at 32. Yes.
And he just went out there and bombs away. First shot good, second shot good. I mean, good. You know, that's what sports is all about, and you love those type of stories.
No, it certainly is. I think that is terrific, and we wish him nothing but the best. Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. Enjoy every Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase your 18-19 full season plan today. Can we please welcome in Sam Davis and Aaron Berlin? Okay, Sam Davis has been doing this now for about 7 or 8 months.
Yep.
And every time.
190 days.
Who's counting, right, Sam?
Oh, yeah. He says from another room. Where is that microphone?
he's actually got the tally marks in his studio, you know, kind of like individual tally marks. He's been marking them down each and every day that he's
But
been
Aaron,
here.
Aaron, they show up every year, and we always tell them it's going to be gone in a moment. You won't believe how fast an NBA season goes. They never believe us. Sam, do you believe us now?
Yeah, I mean, it flew by. I mean, like I said, it felt like the last day of school when I was talking to you this morning. And I thought back immediately when I woke up this morning to the first day, and you're right. It was just like last week.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. And here we are. How was your mood this morning, George? You woke up this morning and last game, you wish, obviously, it's mixed.
It's bittersweet because you want this thing to go well every year. And then this year has been it's been a struggle. So it's always bittersweet in these situations.
Yeah, it certainly is. We wish we were playing on, but we wish the best of luck to everyone that is in the playoffs.
And I like the summer. I'm not going to lie. Summertime's great.
Yes, we do. And I know you're excited about your Mets. Man, I wish we had time to dive in.
Oh, boy, I wish we did,
too. The Mets and the Red Sox.
Let's do that tomorrow.
AB, let's try a shot at this here. We got a few minutes. You've whipped up some superlatives, right? And so hit us with it and let us. We'll give you our thoughts here. All right, what do we got?
Well, I will tell you what. This is actually the first edition of the Dante and Galantes. You know, so this is a show based off you guys. There is no actual trophy.
Because you've wanted my name changed.
I have.
Pronounced differently. And then the last game on Twitter, it was spelled with an I.
Yeah, I saw that.
All over social media.
Maybe I had something to do with that.
So here you have your wish, the Dante and Galantes.
So we thought we would give you guys your own award show, and here we go. Okay. The first category is best moment on the road this season. Now, this does not have to be a player. It can be anyone in the traveling party that you guys are associated with. What is your best moment from the NBA road this year?
Best moment on
We've
the road.
We've had some good ones. I think for me, the 4-2 start. So that last road win before we came home, was that Memphis when we won in Memphis? That New Orleans win was terrific. I wish it wasn't talking about game 10 of the season, but to me, that was it right in the beginning.
My favorite road moment of the year was we hadn't won in Boston in a long, time. And I don't have my notes in front of me to remember when it was, but I can tell you it's been a long time.
I think it was 13.
And to go in there and we were not playing well at all, and we dump trucked the Celtics.
Yes, we did.
And that was a lot of fun. That was my favorite road moment.
That was a lot of fun. And Mike's Pastry. Anytime we go to Mike's Pastry,
that's always fun, too.
I was almost for sure someone was going to say Cafe Du Monde. You guys talk about that place all the time. Or
that's good, too. What I don't like is the mile to get there. I don't like between the hotel and Cafe Du Monde. I'm not a fan of.
That's right.
Okay, moving on. Category number two. Of course, this one coming from me, you guys. Best dressed either player or individual on the road this year that you guys saw.
Best dressed.
Best dressed.
I know Aaron Gordon thinks he's the best dressed player, but I
Bismack Biyombo
That's who I was going to go to.
I would think Bismack Biyombo. Brian Hill's pretty sharply dressed, yeah. I would say, for every game that he shows up for. Joey Colon, pretty sharp as well, but I'm going to go to Bismack Biyombo.
Yeah, I'm going with Bismack, too. I can tell you who's not as me. I pretty much throw the same jeans and sneakers on every time. So
we went on a 3-game trip one time, Aaron, and George said, I'm going to get to the room and hang my suit up. I said suit.
That's right.
Singular.
You got to know how to do it after 20-something years.
It's still a better story than when George actually threw his back out on the road. Was that this year or last year? They're starting to all just roll together.
And then I blacked out in Atlanta.
That was this
year. We did have a couple.
That was this year.
These injuries extended to everybody this year.
That was bad.
Okay, guys, I'm handing my hosting duties off to the one and only Sam Davis. He has you guys covered for the last two.
All right, I think this one has a runaway winner, but we've got to hand it out anyway. The Perfect Attendance Award this year.
Perfect attendance.
Well, that goes to Bismack Biyombo.
That's right.
He's the only one the only Magic. If he plays tonight, he'll become the 22nd player in Magic history to play in all 82 regular season games. So, and he's on track to do that. There's no reason why he won't play. So.
Very good. How about that? That's impressive. He also played 81 games last year, missed one game because of a suspension. Remember first game of the year?
Right.
So he would have played every game last year. And how about Dennis Newman? Can we give perfect attendance
Absolutely.
To Dennis Newman? He's not missed one game since he started, and now next year will be year 20 for him on the radio.
How
play
is
by
that
play.
Possible? How does someone just not miss a game? That's unbelievable.
Because he's a pro, Aaron, not like you. He shows up to work every day.
Hey. That guy puts on his pants and comes to work.
Right, he straps it on and he gets in here.
Sometimes he doesn't miss games.
They're not always pants. Sometimes they're shorts.
He's not a millennial like you, AB.
Whoa, shots fired by George Galanti. Here
right,
I am making an award show for you, and you're taking shots at me.
You're right. You're
if
my
this
new
goes
favorite.
Well,
new
every
favorite.
Show next year will be an award show.
All right, last
way,
one.
Every
this
single
is,
show.
This is the one everyone's talking about. I was just in the break room, and it was buzzing. What is the best bromance in the Magic organization? Best bromance.
Best bromance in the organization.
I think there may also be an obvious answer here.
Well, I think once we lost J.J. Redick, we kind of lost our bromance there.
Dante,
are you hinting at Dante and Galante?
I may be.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, when you find a good thing, you just have to ride with it, right, George?
You got to know just when you find it, you hold on to it there, Sam. That's the way. That's my career advice to you.
How about this? And that's good. You just stick with it. You find.
I was going to say Dante and Ryan Anderson, but that was
a good one, too. But there was one I saw on there, George, and they didn't ask it, but let's say you have to, no holds barred, lights out, $1 million coming your way.
Yep.
For all you can eat contest, and you've got to pick one member of the travel party.
John Denton.
Okay, well,
I'm going with John Denton. Hands down, John Denton.
I was going to say.
And I hope he has.
Think about it. You know, kick it around. Well, I was going to give a few more things that might be on the line. No, right away.
I'm going John Denton. I hope he has the big spoon too. You know the big spoon. That big, just giant, what's normally a ladle. I didn't know it was going to be so big.
Oh, I know the big spoon. I sure do. And with that, we conclude another edition of Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center. The Magic will be hosting the Washington Wizards here tonight. This is game 82 of the 2017-18 season. Have a great night, everyone. We close out the season tomorrow. We hope to have Jeff Weltman on the program. Stay tuned. We'll have some messaging updates throughout the day on that, whoever our guest will be.
Maybe it'll be me again.
Final day, it might be you
again.
And
the phone calls will flood in like they always do.
That's right. Mike, I'm sorry. You were right.
You waited
2 years, and you were right. All right. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. We'll be back at it tomorrow, 5:30, right here on 96.9 The Game.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.